Canto 5, Chapter 16. How the Lord can be comprehended as a matter of fact. The king Parikshit said, "You spoke about the sphere of the earth, Bhumandala, saying that it stretches as far as the heat of the sun reaches, and as far as the moon and myriad of stars can be seen. Because of Priyavrata's circumambulating in his chariot, by the seven ditches of the wheels, the oceans were created that separated the seven different dvipas. This you all clearly described, O Great One. Concerning this subject of study, I would like to know everything about the sizes and characteristics in question. With before our eyes the material qualities of the Supreme Lord, who, despite the fact that he himself is free from the modes, assumed the gross form of the universe, the mind is ready to focus on his more subtle form as the light of the soul that stands for the supreme spiritual entity. O dear teacher, can you please tell us how he, whom one knows as the great Lord Vasudeva, can be comprehended as something demonstrable?" The Rishi said, "O great king, there are endless transformations of the material qualities, the gunas of the Supreme Lord. Even though not even a person living as long as Brahma is capable of putting it into words or fully understand this, I nevertheless shall try to explain in terms of names, forms and proportions that what from the unmanifest has manifested. The width of this area all around the earth, our material island, this space inside the whirl of the lotus flower of the galaxy unfolding in the night, which is as round as a lotus leaf, measures a terrible number of yojanas, or light years as we say these days. Therein, 9 subdivisions are found of 9 times 1,000 yojanas neatly separated by 8 boundaries of rock. Among these, there is one area in the center named Ilavrita that is entirely golden and is known as the most renowned of all mountains, Mount Meru. This area stretches up as far as it is wide, and it is of this lotus-like unfolded universe the pericarp that, by earthly standards, measures a 32,000 yojanas at its base. It stretches 16,000 yojanas upwards to its top, as also below. North and further north of Ilavrita, projected on the globe of the earth, there are, one after the other, stretching out, the 3 ranges of Nila, Shweta and Sringavan, that each by 1/10 are flatter in their marking the Varshas of Aramyaka, Hiranyamaya and Kuru. Stretching out for 2,000 yojanas, they reach to the Ksharoda ocean in the east and west, the salty one. The same way there are to the south of Ilavrita the Nishada, Himakuta and Himalaya ranges that stretch out with a body of thousands of yojanas to the east, dividing a same number of varshas that are called Hari, Kimpurusha and Bharata. And likewise to the west of Ilavrita, as also to the east, are situated the 2 demarcations of the western Malayavan and eastern Gandhamadana ranges that for 2,000 yojanas stretch out to the mountains the Nila and the Nishada. They constitute the borders of the Varshas called Ketumala and Bhadrashwa. The mountains named Mandara, Merumandara, Suparshva and Kumuda at 4 sides form a belt around Mount Meru that massively spreads out for countless yojanas. On these 4 mountains, standing like flagstaffs, one finds, spread over as much as 1,000 yojanas, 4 kinds of the very best trees, the mango, the rose apple, the kadamba and the banyan. With their branches they cover hundreds of yojanas. There are 4 lakes of the purest water, milk, honey and sugarcane juice, drinking from which the demigods have a natural command over the powers of yoga, O best of the Bharata dynasty. There are also four gardens called Nandana, Chaitrarata, Vaibhrajaka, and Sarvatobhadra. The enchanted and enchanting wives of the powerful demigods, whose glories, together with those of their partners, are sung by the lesser gods, are there engaged in their pastimes. On the slopes of the Mandara, at 1100 yojanas from the top, from the mango tree named Devachuta, the fruits fall down that, sweet as nectar, are as big as mountain peaks. From the broken mangoes, the reddish juice streams in large quantities that is very sweet and fragrant, being mixed with other aromas. It flows down from the top of Mandara mountain in the east of Ilavrita Varsha in a river called the Arunoda. The wind, in contact with the limbs of Bhavani, her maidservants and the chaste wives of the Yakshas, using this water, fragrant therefrom, can be smelt for 10 yojanas around. Similarly, the juice of the elephant-sized rose-apple fruits, which with their tiny seeds are broken to pieces because of falling to the ground at 10,000 yojanas from the top of Meru Mandara, flows down in a river named the Jambunadi through the entire southern region of Ilavrita. The mud of both the banks that is completely saturated with that juice delivers, having dried under the influence of the air and the sun, continually a kind of gold named Jambunada. It is used by the denizens of heaven and provides the ever-youthful wives of the demigods with all kinds of ornaments in the form of belts, diadems, bangles, and so on. But from the big Kadamba standing on the slope of the mountain Suparshva, five streams of honey flow from its hollows tens of feet wide, that from the top of that mountain flow down and penetrate the entire western region of Ilavrita with their fragrance. These flows sweetly perfume, through the breath issuing from the mouths of those who drank from them, the air over a distance of 100 yojanas. So too, from the top of Kumuda mountain, on which the banyan tree grows, that with its thick stems is called Shatavalsha, big rivers flow in the northern direction of Ilavrita. They bring happiness in fulfilling all desires by carrying in their wake an abundance of milk, yogurt, honey, clarified butter, molasses, food grains, and so on, as also a certain wealth of clothing, bedding, sitting places, ornaments, and more of such goods. The citizens enjoying these benefits never ever suffer wrinkles, grey hair, fatigue, bad-smelling perspiration, old age, disease, premature death, cold or heat, a waning lustre, or whatever variety of troubles and miseries. For their entire life, they enjoy nothing but an unlimited happiness. Like the filaments of the whirl of a lotus, all around the base of Mount Meru, 20 or more mountains are arranged, carrying names such as the Kuranga, Kurara, Kusumba, Vaikanka, Trikuta, Shishira, Patanga, Ruchaka, Nishada, Sinivasa, Kapila, Shanka, Vaidurya, Jarudi, Hamsa, Rishaba, Naga, Kalanjara, and the Narada. Mount Meru, with its golden brilliance like fire, is surrounded by 8 mountains, of which the 2 in the east are called Jatara and Devakuta, the 2 in the west Pavana and Pariyatra, the 2 in the south Kailasa and Karavira, and the 2 in the north Trishringa and Makara. Each of them stretching out for 2,000 yojanas, together cover 18,000 square yojanas. On top of Mount Meru, one finds in the middle the dwelling place, the city, of the most powerful self-born one, Lord Brahma, stretching to all sides for many thousands of yojanas, about which the sages say that it is entirely golden. Around that center, in each direction, the 8 cities of the rulers over the planetary systems are found that, being 4 times as small, are of a likewise form.